America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and good afternoon, Colleen. How are you doing today?
Doing fine. Glad to have you along here on Faith and Freedom.
It's great to be here, and it's great having you online. Folks that are listening, we are broadcasting on W100.1 FM, WPMH, and you can call us directly on this radio call-in program called Faith and Freedom Network at 757-488-5299. That's 488-5299. We welcome your phone calls. We're sponsored by who, Colleen?
Sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group right here in Hampton Roads. And so the website to go to is debtfreeva.com, debtfreeva.com. That's how you as a listener can help support this programming here on the radio station, is by checking out Alliance Legal Group, talking to it to your friends and family members if they are in need of legal services, whether it's for bankruptcy or other matters regarding legal services. We invite you to go to debtfreeva.com. Yeah, Steve is part of that. And in the one unique thing, obviously, about what he does is he has a Christian mission and vision to be able to get the word out and help people, really is the key part of that as well. So we're glad to have him as a sponsor of the Faith and Freedom radio program.
I put my little Hulk behind me there. See that, Colleen?
I do.
And again, if you would call in, we'd appreciate it. One of the things we'd like to ask you today is that we're considering going to an hour in the format here, and that we want to make sure that basically that everybody's on the same page. So if you had a thought, if you have if you'd like that we would, I think we'd probably, what time would we do it from, Colleen? We'd do it from 12:30 to 1:30?
Most likely, yes. Or 1 to 2. We could also look at that possibility too.
Okay. And so that the bottom line is that just let us know. You can go to www.debtfreeva.com or just go debtfreeva.com and put that in your browser, and you'll come up to a little chat box on the Alliance Legal Group webpage, and that you can just talk to the chat person, tell them what your thoughts are, or you can schedule an appointment to talk to one of our several attorneys, and you always get to talk to an attorney about your legal issues, and that we have the opportunity to actually take a deep dive and go into a full-blown consultation at no charge to you, and be able to review whether or not bankruptcy might be a good option for you or some other legal service. We do a lot of debt workouts. We do consultations concerning just a lot of sort of things. We do a lot of domestic, do a lot of general practice, traffic, criminal, you know, the whole variety of services that you would expect from a family practice. But we're really much more than a family practice. We are one of the, if not, well, we do about like 20% of the, on a given month, bankruptcies in the Southside Hampton Roads area. And so that if you want to consider doing Chapter 7 or Chapter 13, we do a lot of those. I've been doing it for a lot of years, that I've been practicing since 1990 as the current practice since 1995, and about your financial situation or how bankruptcy might be able to help you, or a question about this program, please feel free to go to our chat box, leave a message, or schedule a consultation, or we can talk to you right now by just going to go to the phone call of 488-5299. So, Colleen, what should we talk about today? I got a couple ideas. Do you have anything in mind before we? Of course, it's January 6th, and which is a anniversary of the of the stolen election, you know, protest last year at the Capitol that they call an insurrection. And so that I don't know, I'll end up doing a whole show on
all of that. If somebody had a question or a comment regarding that, I know I talked to a couple of people the other day that said they were actually there on that day. So that's interesting. But whatever you have in mind for today, or if we have a caller who calls in and you have a question, you can certainly guide the conversation that way as well. The phone number is 488-5299. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, you know, the thought I had today, the thing that probably most interesting that I could think of is, and of course, you know, that people say, you know, Steve, it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but, you know, trust me that what tends to be conspiracy theory today turns out to be conspiracy fact tomorrow. And that one of the very interesting things that have come up is the theory that the Omicron virus was actually engineered by, you know, by the good guys, by what people call white hats, as a self-spreading antidote to end the COVID pandemic. Now, as crazy as that sounds, let me just lay out the argument for it, Colleen, that the what we have in the Omicron is, if you haven't realized, is basically nothing more than the common cold. It's a, you know, it's highly transmissive, with a very low mortality and hospitalization rate. You know, the thing going on in South Africa, they said the only thing unusual about this virus is you don't know whether you have it, and so that there's growing speculation that this Omicron might have been engineered in a laboratory by what they call white hat scientists who released it as a self-spreading antidote to the COVID pandemic. Have you heard that at all yet, Colleen?
I hadn't heard that yet. I mean, I try to stay on top of most of the things, whether it's totally far-fetched or whether it's fact, or try to discern all of that. But that I had not heard. So do you have a particular source that you heard that from, or a article?
Well, yeah, you know, I went to censored.news, and I think the actual site that I went to was, there was a couple of, it's not just one place, there's several places. So you just go there, you just put white hat, Omicron, you'll get it. So let me just kind of explain it to you. So because Omicron is reportedly far more efficient at spreading, very highly transmissive, yet no more dangerous than a common cold, it's sweeping across the population. Right now it's like 96% of people. I still don't know how you determine who's got COVID, much less Omicron, because there is no, it doesn't pop up and say that, and the PCR tests are all messed up. So who knows how you tell, but that's what they say. You know, so whatever that means, they say 96% are Omicron. And the really, and so it's displacing Delta and other strains, you know, Lambda, and who knows what the other things are. But it's displacing these other things, that Omicron appears to invoke a natural immune response that protects people from all of the strains, meaning simply that Omicron exposure infection makes COVID vaccines obsolete and builds natural immunity. Now to resist Delta or whatever the other, you know, coronavirus would be. And so, in other words, that it ends the pandemic and the vaccine justification all at once. Wouldn't that be great?
Would be great. Yes. To get back to regular. And, you know, I was saying, you know, I don't want to make light of anything, you know, because nobody wants to be sick, and businesses are hurting from it, from people being out and all that kind of thing too. But it's kind of like the old thing with families would put their kids with this people so that they would get sick, so that they would get over it faster and all of that kind of thing. So was that, I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. So, you know, it's taking that information, you know, have the people get all sick, so then they'll get it over with and done, and they won't get sick.
Herd immunity thing. Yeah. And, you know, I went to the doctor, I was supposed to get some blood work, and they canceled my appointment because I guess he wasn't available that week or something. And doctor, if you listen on, you really scared me when you told me that. So I went to go get my blood test, my blood work, my 6-month checkup or whatever. And so I said, well, you know, let's see if I got the antigen test. So there's antibody test, and then there's like the home test, whether you're sick. But the antigen or the antibody test tests whether or not you've been exposed to the coronavirus, or at least theoretically to the corona COVID-19 thing. And so I asked the lady at the, you know, the at the where they take my blood. And I said, I'd like to ask for that. Now, usually they take, you know, if I want to take it for, you know, a PSA, you know, for, you know, make sure you don't have cancer, or if you want it for like diabetes, they have that that H whatever, whatever, you know, they'll do it just because you asked for it. But I asked for the antigen test, and they said, oh no, Sentara's policy is that we don't do that because it doesn't mean anything. I go, what are you talking about? You know, if I've got the antigen or the antibodies to this thing, then I got a broad base full immunity based upon not just anybody's opinion, but that's what they call science. You know, that they give you get a broad based, long lasting immunity, much better than any vaccine, any call it a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. It's a kill shot is what it is. And if you have this broad based immunity, you'd be crazy anyhow if you took the, I shouldn't say crazy, because I know a lot of people, 70% of the people, they say, have taken it, but that with all the information out, that at this point, taking another shot would be, you know, not something I would recommend. Let's put it that way. And so but they don't want you to get the information that you have antibodies, because they want you to take another vaccine shot. So I said, well, can you ask my doctor? And so they said, oh, yeah, we'll have to, you know, go all the way up and ask the doctor whether you can have this. And, of course, when the doctor said, all right, so, well, got the response from your doctor, and he says two things. One, he highly recommends the vaccine. And two, he's not going to order the antigen test because it's just not necessary and it doesn't do anything for you. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is a really scary thing. Two reasons it's scary. One, it's not real good that my doctor is pushing a clot shot, which, you know, that anybody in the right mind wouldn't take it with all the information out there. That's not good. That's scary. And if you're listening, Doc, you know, I'm really disappointed. And I hope you didn't take the clot shot, but I will be asking you when I have my appointment, because if that's your science and that's what you're thinking is a good thing, then, you know, I'm glad you're following your own advice, but it's not good advice for me. And that the second thing that's really scary is that it's Sentara, the whole thing, won't give you basic information about your health condition because they are pushing another person's agenda to get the shots. So the bottom line is that this herd immunity that you're talking about, it's real. It's been going on for a long time. Just like you said, when you're a little kid that your parents took you to get chicken pox at your neighbors, you know, because then you'd be over with it. You look at, I think it's Sweden, that they had a tremendous, they didn't shut down at all. I believe it was Sweden that didn't shut down at all because they just, you know, lived through it and they got through it. And so, you know, this technology of self-replicating vaccines, you know, real vaccines done through exposure, it's well documented. And there's scientists, people that are in the know that would be able to engineer a vaccine with lesser mortality, which already is 99.9998%, but even less than that. Now, like I said, now it's like a common cold. And so that if you get it, that you would be immune. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that if you've got the shot that you're going to have the same sort of broad-based immunity, but that if you haven't had the shot, absolutely. And so that's the thought. That's there's a whole bunch more on there. You can go to the censored.news, and you can see several places. I'm looking at one site right now. It's called newstarget.com, but there's several places talking about the white hat theory. And, you know, these battling bioweapons, you know, just a good thought. Just, you know, usually we just have doom and gloom about how the other guys are running. Maybe there's some guys out there, guys and gals out there that are on our side, and who knows, we'll see what happens. But apparently this is a reality. And so if you get the Omicron or whatever they tell you, you have, it's not the end of the world. In fact, it's probably a pretty good thing, because it's a very, it's very mild. Like I said, that there's an article up here that says that it's like the flu or less. I mean, it's way less than the flu. It's like a cold. And so there's that story. So call in, anybody that's out there, give your thoughts or comments, 757-488-5299. Okay, we're going to go to we're at halfway mark. We're going to do another segment here, Colleen.
What do you have for us?
Well, let's talk about, this is kind of unusual. Did you know that Chrysler just announced plans to go completely electric by 2028? And their first electric vehicle is going to be, you know, brought out like in 2025, but all combustion based platform, all combustion vehicles that Chrysler makes, they're going to discontinue in 6 years. Did you know that?
I hadn't heard that either. You know, I know obviously, you know, electric cars are kind of the new thing, and obviously taking care of the environment and all of that plan, you know, the climate plan, you know, to get rid of gas and oil production and that kind of thing. That's very interesting that's not that far in the distance. We think, you know, I mean, we used to think 2028 was, you know, far in advance, but that's 6 years.
Well, we talked about, you know, maybe that's by the time Jesus comes back in 6 years.
That's true.
The answer is it's all part of a race for automakers to produce all electric vehicles and hybrid cars that have, you know, AI, autonomous driving, and shifting away from, you know, gas-powered vehicles. And so it's a pretty crazy thing. And that, you know, the I saw an article the other day, or not an article, it was one of those videos that tell you to invest in certain things. They say that if you believe the stock market's going to be here, that AI and electric vehicles and AI operated, you know, autonomous vehicles are going to, within just a few years, you're not going to have. It's going to be so expensive to own a combustible vehicle. In fact, what they want to do is, you know, own nothing and, you know, be happy, that people won't even. They'll try to get rid of everybody's vehicle, and so that you'll have to be relying upon them taking you around town in the autonomous vehicle. That's what their goal is just to get rid of all the vehicles. And it sounds crazy.
Public transportation type situation.
This is Chrysler.
Would it be a public transportation type system?
Oh yeah. They want to put you in a city, shut the city down, and say if you want, and then make it so expensive for you to, you know, in New York already, there's like this tax if you've got a combustible vehicle. It's it's part of the bigger picture that EV, you know, electric vehicles and AI vehicles are going to be dominating. I don't know why we really brought that up, except for it's just crazy that things could be happening this quickly. You know, that we have a society that's there's two things going on. There's one, there's an acceleration of things that are happening all over the world, and that there's a convergence of these things. You know, so AI, I mean, that it's all part of the plan that's going to happen very, very rapidly to really displace the type of living that we're doing in a very short period of time. So there's that thought. Let's go to another one. Let's talk about the economy a little bit. I was looking at my cryptocurrency. I got cryptocurrency. You know, I don't think it's the mark of the beast, not yet. But that it took a tumble yesterday, the day before, and it was all based upon the stock market tumbling. It's all based upon the Fed saying that, you know, a December report that they're going to be raising interest rates like 0.75 next year, which 0.75%, excuse me. And so they're getting ready to crash the economy is what they're doing. that we see jobless claims going much higher than expected. We're seeing different sort of things getting ready to happen. That 60% of the folks say that Biden's doing a terrible job with the economy. And of course, you know, if you guess 50% is probably Democrats, and they're probably about right, even though even Democrats are saying that the economy's not doing well. We see inflation just skyrocketing. We're in that lull period. We talked about that not too long back of how problems come in waves. And so today, you know, we're not in a big wave of crazy. That we're in a lull wave. We're waiting for what happens next. Another thought that's going on right now, we've been talking about mass psychosis. That's an issue that's coming up more and more, you know, being discussed more, which is good, because, you know, what you'll hear it discussed as is either mass psychosis, which a lot of people are saying that Dr. Malone, you know, the one that they cut off of Twitter, that they said that he was, given too much facts and that he was given too much information, which they call disinformation, despite the fact he invented the mRNA protocol. And of course, he says that nobody, period, should take the jab. You know, the guy that makes the mRNA protocol, developed he says it's terrible. And if you're a kid, it's child abuse to give it to your kid. And the kids that are coming out, they got all kinds of problems with, potential fertility issues down the road. They're being born with abnormal, abnormally misformed genitals. So the issue is, as far as this mass psychosis, the word that you'll hear it discussed more and more is mass formation. So let's talk about that for a second, because that really is a big issue. And so mass psychosis, we talked about that about two or three weeks ago, is when you have all this pressure come upon a person or a people that they get to the point where basically they can't handle it. They got so much going on. They want to get to a homeostasis. They want to get to a place of normality. And they're looking for a way to get their brain back on track. And so, you know, it's very similar to hypnosis. You know, what's happened is that basically that once a person in hypnosis focuses on one thing, like a swinging pendulum or a swirly picture, their mind is distracted from everything else. And that's what's happened during this COVID-19 scamdemic, plandemic, is that every day for 2 years now that we've been focused on one thing to the exclusion of everything else. So we're not looking at all the problems that shutdowns and everything cause versus the potential problem of COVID-19. And so as people are committing suicide, as economies are collapsing, as people are losing their jobs, as depression is setting in, as kids are being, there was a report out today that kids that were born during and lived through this pandemic are relationally and developmentally further behind than any kids that have come out in generations, because they're all messed up, because they've been wearing masks and they've been, you know, that they've been basically tortured, by the system. And so this mass formation, this mass psychosis, this hypnosis of the masses occur when we focus on one thing to the exclusion of all the rest of the stuff. We're under a lot of pressure. We're isolated. We're not able to function. We're social beings, and we want to be part of a group. They had a report out, millennials today, have less than one friend when they're asked. But that's really basically everybody, that there's this isolation has occurred. So that basically we've been isolated. And then what happens is this, there's a hypnotic suggestion or a psychotic insight, something that allows people to form together as a group, a cause greater than themselves, so that they can be part of the solution. And so what happens is they introduce something like, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, or, you know, take the jab and things will go back to normal, or something of that nature. And it's psychotic in the sense that people believe it, though it's not really real. You can give people facts about how the jab hurts you and causes, you know, permanent damage and injury to a person, and that people don't hear it because they've been told that we're all in this together. Sound familiar, Colleen?
Oh, definitely so. I mean, it's part of the rhetoric that we've heard, you know, for sure.
And so when everybody's, and so they're saying this phenomena of mass formation, you take a society or a person, you isolate them, that they're typically under a lot of pressure for a long period of time. They're focused on one particular thing, like the death count of the jab, or you just can't go anywhere without hearing about COVID-19 every day, every time, all the way. And so it's the extinction of mankind over this dumb flu that's less than a cold. But they pump up the rhetoric, and people get so part of they want to be part of the solution. So some of it's not even, you know, people, how did everybody get the memo to be crazy? Well, it's a natural phenomenon that occurs. And so truthfully, that when you see people driving around with their mask on, and that they've already formed to that, they like their psychosis because it helps them be part of what they call a formation group. And so that they've been indoctrinated with, they should be, you know, you see people on Facebook with their little dumb thing saying, I've been vaccinated, or I've, you know, they got their mask on or something. And they think that they're doing a really good thing because they're part of the solution. It's not their fault. It's they're social creatures, and they've been under a lot of pressure, and they've got this psychotic insight, this delusion. And we see that in the Bible, Colleen, that people will believe a lie because they do not love the truth, that they will accept a lie. We look at, you know, we look at that one, I can't remember the king's name, where, you know, that God sends a lying spirit and that they willingly believe it. So this mass formation, look at, people are getting it. And the way that you get out of mass formation, that you get out of this psychosis, is that you create another narrative. You create, yes, we can have a formation of sane people, people that aren't wearing masks, that aren't taking the vaccine, that are part of the group, the white hats that are fighting the bad guys. You know, that we need to create another formation group that people can be comfortable with, because right now that the narrative is they got to be part of this. You know, the next thing, they're going to try to be part of the Build Back Better. Trust me. It's all part of that same sort of put people under pressure, get them to the point where that they are looking for an answer, and especially looking for a formation of a group. I know we're just about out of time, but it's really an amazing thing. And if you look for mass formation, you'll see folks that are very, I mean, not conspiracy theorists, saying, yeah, it's a real thing, and it's really what's going on, and that's why everybody's so crazy. They didn't all get the memo, and they're not all Illuminati's, but they're all whacked out because they're all got this form of mass hypnosis going on that they're trying to follow the lead so they can be part of the solution. Last thoughts before we start closing up and landing this thing, Colleen.
Just want to invite listeners who are, you know, tuning in and hearing the program, and we put out a lot of information every Tuesday and Thursday. And if you have a question, again, sometimes you're not in a position to be able to call in, or you want to be, you know, not necessarily recognized on the air, you can certainly call us here and put in your comment or your question. Touch base with Steve through debtfreeva.com, as well through the Alliance Legal Group website. And again, we appreciate their support of this program, and we can't do it without them as well. So if you want to hear more, or you have a different topic that you want to hear, we'd love to hear that as well, so that we can make sure that we're giving you the information that you're seeking for and helping to find.
And as we close, we have just a couple seconds left. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, it's the best decision I've ever made. I'm sure it's the best decision Colleen's ever made. We highly recommend it. It's a way to find peace when there is no peace. And that I would just share with you that the way to get through this thing is to be part of a cause greater than yourself. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's eternal. He's awesome. And that he loves you. And he gave his life on Calvary so that you could have a relationship with him. That's all we have today. God bless you. Stay safe. Be aware. Wake up if you're not awake. Wake others if they're not awake. And resist. Do not comply. And be part of the solution. God bless you. And we'll talk to you next, I guess, Tuesday, Lord willing. Take care now.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.